So we are back, and you are listening to Berkeley Liberation Radio on 104.1, and this is Relatos Zapatistas. And that music that we just listened to was Mos Def, Mathematics. And so the next segment that we're going to go that we're going into is something that I don't think many people have heard about, because just about a week and a half ago, I wasn't really aware of this. This council called ALEC, and what that stands for is the American Legislative Exchange Council. And it's framed as a tool for hundreds of corporations to use for the sole purpose of attaining access to thousands of legislators and then exploiting that access to pass profit-making legislation. Just in the sense of, we said it in the intro, but ALEC was definitely a main component of developing the SB 1070 bill that has had huge, huge recourses on the immigrant movement. So here soon, they're planning on meeting in Scottsdale, Arizona, just outside of Phoenix, for their annual state and national policy summit from November 30th to December 2nd. And so right now we have someone on the phone from a local Bay Area organization, the Community Action Defense. And what we want to do is we just kind of want to get a better, or give our listeners and our audience a better understanding of what actually ALEC is. So are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Great. So if you just want to start off, I know it's a huge, you could speak many, many words about what ALEC is and the history of ALEC, but if you could just give us a basic understanding of maybe a little bit of the history of ALEC and maybe it's a few things that they're responsible for.
Yeah, most definitely. Thank you for having me, first off. And yeah, I mean, ALEC, you did a great job explaining it so far. ALEC is a nonpartisan association of state legislations and legislators and corporations that continue a long tradition of colonialism, targeting communities of color and criminalizing and incarcerating them for profit. So it's a really kind of an obviously disgusting thing that exists in our society, and a lot of the reason that it's allowed or able to exist is because it happens in silence. And they've been doing, I mean, ALEC has existed for at least 30 years, and they're majorly responsible for the Truth in Sentencing Act, the Habitual of Violent Offender of Incarceration Act, and as you mentioned already, SB 1070, as well as many others, basically majorly to get massive amounts of people behind bars in order to have a constant flow of cash for the corporations that make money off of those prisons and those detention centers. I mean, to name just one level of their operation.
So then if you could talk a little bit more. So it's a council. And then they have access to legislators. So could you speak a little bit more about that relationship in the sense of how ALEC has been so successful in getting these bills across or having influence within developing ordinance or bills?
Yeah. So to the best of my understanding, ALEC is creating a space where they literally come together. So legislators and corporations are both members, and they have a membership. But the corporate members have to pay ridiculous amounts of money to be members, and thus they have access to legislators, specifically one-third of all of our state legislators from both parties are members of ALEC, and over 300 corporations, a lot of them very massive. And so basically it creates a space where the corporations help draft the specific legislation, and then when legislation gets drafted by ALEC members, it becomes they can vote on what becomes model legislation, and then model legislation gets taken back to the specific communities and passed. But because of the amount of money behind the legislation that is being passed because of corporate sponsorship, that legislation is able to pass much quicker than if it didn't have that type of strong backing. Wow. Senator Pierce, who had been trying to pass an SB 1070-like law for over 10 years, when he finally got it to be accepted by ALEC as model legislation, it was then passed within 3 months. because it had that type of corporate backing to make it so it had funding to, I mean, I'd say like the ins and outs of how that works exactly politically is a little bit obscure to me, yeah. But that's my understanding.
Okay. Okay. And so then, so I, as stated here with some info that we got, they meet annually, and this time they're actually meeting in Arizona. And so from my understanding, yeah. If you could speak a little bit more about this, they meet, they decide what legislation that they're interested in passing, they develop relationships, and this time around, you all from the Bay and then also people in Arizona are planning on possibly doing some type of action. Could you talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah. So there will definitely be an action. We feel, I mean, I do live in the Bay Area, and the call out for action has come from people from Phoenix, from the Phoenix area, and I think that's very important because it is representative of a lot of different communities feeling like there's no way that they're going to allow something like this to be held on occupied indigenous-owned land in Arizona. And basically, they have put out an invitation for a nationwide call-out, a nationwide response. And I think they are inviting people to come to Scottsdale, Arizona to help make noise around the time of the conference. And those dates are November 29th through December 3rd. And there will be a lot of different things going on. There'll be a conference, there will be a rally, there will be a lot of different things. But the major day of action that they're calling for is for November 30th itself. And, people are being invited from all over the country to come down and to make noise and shut the conference down to make it not able to happen.
So, and then for folks who won't be able to get out to Arizona, I know you're a part of Community Action Defense here locally. Would you mind briefly talking about what work here is going on locally and if people are interested who live in the Bay Area, interested in getting involved or at least finding out a little bit more about ALEC in the sense of how to bring awareness to it or hopefully how to actually disrupt their process. Things going on here locally?
Yeah, I think there are a lot of different ways and there are things going on locally. Specifically, Community Action Defense is working mostly around immigration and deportation issues and also interested in ALEC in order to strengthen our ties with other movements in the Bay Area that are also very relevant. And for people to get more information about Bay Area organizing, they can visit our blog at communityactiondefense.wordpress.com or email us at communityactiondefense@gmail.com. We're also having an informational meeting and organizing meeting on Saturday, October 15th at 2 p.m. at the Neeble Proctor Library at 6501 Telegraph in Oakland. And that's open for any individual, any group to just come and talk about what we want the Bay Area solidarity action to look like. And if people are interested in going down, what we want that to look like and to discuss how we'll organize around that. So a lot of it is still in development and there's space for people to really plug in.
Great. Well, thank you for coming on the show and thank you for letting our audience know a little bit more about this, about ALEC. And we will definitely, we would love to have you back on the show near November 30th or near the action and then post.
That sounds great. That sounds great. Update, so. And just to mention also that you might have mentioned it earlier, but the place where people can get lots of general information about ALEC, because the history is really, long and there's lots of information, the WordPress for the action itself is azresistsalec.wordpress.com. That's azresistsalec.wordpress.com. Thank you so much for having me.
Definitely, definitely. All right, we'll get a hold of you here soon.
All Thanks right. so much.
No problem.
Take care.
Again, that was a local organizer/activist from Community Action Defense talking about ALEC mobilization. And just to repeat those websites for those folks who are interested, one was azresistalec.wordpress.com, and then also the communityactiondefense.wordpress.com. And then she also mentioned a kind of information/organizing gathering coming up on October 15th. That's Saturday at 2 p.m. at the Nabel Proctor Library in Berkeley. So if you are all interested, please show up to those spaces. And